I'll have to press a couple of buttons away from the mic because I know that you can pick those up now. Great. Is Mark there, please?
Mark?
Yes.
He's in bed and asleep.
Is he? Oh, sorry about that.
Yeah, who's that?
This is Nick Abbott from Virgin 1215, and you're on the air right now.
Oh. Are we?
I'm afraid so, yes.
We're all in bed.
Are you?
Yeah.
Sorry about that, mate.
That's all right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I kind of thought so. I have a letter here that said, Dear Nick, in our school we have a crap club which we are not members of because it's crap. The Steve Wright Fan Club. All they do is talk about Steve Wright in the afternoon. They think it's great. They should get a life. Because you hate Steve, they hate you. When did I ever say that I hated Steve? We hate them! Big capital letters. They think you're really rude because you dump so many callers and are rude to them. They are much too scared to tell you face to face, so we will give you their phone numbers and names. They make cheap excuses not to call you. They will not be expecting your call. Too true. They was asleep. Uh-huh. P.S. Who sang Keep On Rockin' in the Free World originally? I heard it on your show last night and saw it on the MTV Movie Awards, performed by Pearl Jam and some other guy. Ugh. Kids. Some other guy? Neil Young! So anyway, well, isn't that interesting? People who listen to his show are in bed asleep right now, and people who listen to mine are up and vibrant and throbbing. So I think that gives a little indication as to where our respective audiences are at. Southampton.
Yeah, so I wrote something out last night after trying to call a couple of times. I just thought I might be able to read it out on air.
Well, what is it?
It's about censorship again. Right, in this country, we're supposed to have freedom of speech, yeah?
Are you serious? Freedom of speech?
Yeah.
Time to wake up.
Right, this is obviously not so, yeah?
Not in the least.
Right, over the past few days, I've heard a lot of people talking about censorship, so it's obviously something people object to, yeah? In my opinion, a person's entire character is formed from birth on information communicated to them by other individuals. This information is...
Slow down.
Yeah?
Are you reading this?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, well, slow down a bit.
Right, if this information is lacking or biased, yeah, it will lead to naivety.
Well, yeah, that's much slower, that's good, yeah.
For example, if there are pieces missing from a jigsaw puzzle, you never see the whole picture, yeah? Just for a prime example. Last night I phoned twice, but due to regulations laid down by Broadcasting Standards Authority, I was unable to air my views on subject matter.
Wait a minute. What are you talking about? You called this show and we said that we are censoring you?
Well, I wasn't allowed to talk about certain subjects.
Aren't
offensive, in my view.
Like what?
Well, am I allowed to mention them on air, then?
Well, I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, I've been told I'm not allowed to mention them anyway.
That's not true.
Well, what are they?
I wanted to talk about legalising marijuana, yeah?
Yeah.
And I wanted to talk about terrorism last night. Now, neither subject was I allowed to talk about.
Well, see, I don't want to talk about terrorism because this is supposed to be like a comedy show. And how funny is terrorism on a scale of 1 to 10?
It
doesn't even make a zero. And as for legalizing marijuana, I mean, I did like show after show after show when I first came on. And it's like, we've gone on from there. It's like, I don't want to talk about banana sandwiches anymore. And I don't want to talk about that anymore.
Right, well, I've only been listening to your show for about a week, yeah?
Okay, well, where have you been? In, like, a cocoon somewhere?
It, yeah, it's a good laugh, yeah?
All right, thanks a lot, mate.
Yeah? All right, there are songs, yeah, that are played on majority radio stations, yeah, which have similar subject matter. The television is allowed to talk about it in the mornings, yeah, but I wasn't allowed to say it on there last night.
Well, Clint says that that's not true.
Right, well, I admit that some subject matter, yeah, may be offensive or even upsetting to some people, yeah, but people have got a variety of choices, yeah? Turn over, turn it off, or discuss it openly, yeah? Because I want to hear everyone's opinions in their own uncensored words, yeah?
All right, can I make a suggestion?
Yeah, can I compliment someone, yeah?
No,
agreeing with native tribes, yeah?
Can I make a suggestion?
Yeah?
Try some decaffeinated coffee. You seem like really wired. You seem like you're wound up like an alarm clock.
Yeah, it's Friday night, isn't it?
Okay. Obviously. That's the reason. All right, thanks a lot.
No worries, mate. Take
care. Bye-bye. God, he was like ready for a fight just immediately. And was a little deflated when I didn't give him one. Glasgow.
Cool, am I talking to you?
Well, it sounds like you're talking to me, yeah.
Yeah. Steve Ray's a bit of a tube, isn't he?
A bit of a tube?
Yes, he's a bit of a tube.
Okay, well, see, what we need now is the dictionary definition of a tube. Hey, the front page, what is this?
I was going to ask you about Simon Bates, right?
This is great. They have more disappearing acts at that station than the circus. This is fantastic.
What? See, you've been sort of taking the mic out of Simon Bates a wee bit, right?
Me?
No, come on, you've gone on about how he's been going for 20 years or something.
How can you say that?
Oh, come on, no, you said that last night or the night before.
What did I say?
You said, like, because you've been going for, like, sorry, the delays messed me up a bit.
Yeah, don't listen to the radio, listen to me.
Yeah, like, because you've been talking about how he's gone on for 20 years or so. I mean, that's dragging on, isn't it?
No, I don't think so at all. I mean, the funniest guy in radio is older than Simon Bates, and he's been doing it forever.
Yeah.
It has absolutely nothing to do with...
Wait a second.
It has absolutely nothing to do with how old you are. It's where your head is.
Yeah.
Because I think that the best people in radio are almost necessarily the oldest because they've been doing it longest. I mean, somebody who's like, 16, 17 years old and is like doing a show is almost definitely crap unless they're like a genius.
Yeah. But I was just wondering, see if like Simon Bates was to go to Virgin. How would you react to him?
Okay, well, here is the news. This is my last week, and Simon Bates will be taking over this show from next week.
Really?
Absolutely.
No, I don't believe it.
We'll be doing a double act.
Anyway, the old schmoo. Or the new schmoo.
The what?
The new schmoo.
The new schmoo?
Yeah.
What does that mean in English?
That was a cartoon when I must have been about, sort of, 10 or something like that. It was on BBC One, sort of, like, Scooby-Doo time.
The new schmoo?
Yeah, do you remember it?
I've never even heard of it.
No, it was this really, like, really bad cartoon with this really poor quality sort of cartoon character. But, and I was just wondering if anyone else had heard of, like, the old schmoo, because you've only ever heard of the new schmoo.
Can I ask you a question about cartoons?
Yeah.
Is Urwally still,
Urwally is alive and kicking.
Is he?
Yeah, and, like, the Sunday Post.
Oh, I wish that we got that, that I had it in the papers that I get.
You wish you got the Sunday Post?
No, I wish that I got Urwally, because I think he's great.
Do you know?
Is the Bruins still going as well?
The Bruins are a line king as well. They tend to meet up with Urwally now and again.
Well, maybe somebody who is...
Have a special treat.
Yeah, maybe somebody who's listening to this right now will be sending me some stuff in the post.
Well, see,
and
I'll,
the address,
I'll do
if
that,
you want to help me out.
I would do that because... I would, because I'm sort of like a nice guy. But the thing is, the Sunday Post is like total trash.
So you're not like into giving them your money just to help me out.
In fact, all of Scottish
just on principle.
Yeah, well, Scottish newspapers are just atrocious.
Okay, well, if anybody like finds it in the street and wants to send it to me, then the address is Nick Abbott.
Well, I'll tell you actually, I used to deliver papers, and we used to steal them and stuff.
Of course.
So, and they get delivered about 6 o'clock down at the local newsagents. Tomorrow morning, no, what night is this? It's Friday. Sunday morning, so I will go down and steal one for you.
Great, okay, that's what we need, more criminal acts.
You need, yeah.
And
you need,
when they call you, just say that Nick told you to do it.
Yeah.
Because
Nick,
I
Nick
would...
is Urwally.
Yeah, because what I need most is another complaint upheld against me. See, on the screen it said that he might swear. And he didn't sound like he was going to swear. He sounded like a perfectly reasonable sort of chap. This, just like me, right? Not really. Okay, there comes a line three. They just couldn't be bothered to hang on. So screw them. Liverpool.
Hello. Yeah, it's about church.
From me.
See,
ya. See, there's another bloke who hates me. Great, they're just piling up, aren't they? Derby. You think it cuts off a bit early?
Mm-hmm.
You want me to be extended? I hope he hates that one too, by the way.
No, he's just this fat bloke.
Given that one as well.
Who, me?
No, that bloke's dead.
Oh, right, I gotta say, yeah. No, it's just like, I don't get home from work till about 12:15.
What kind of work is that?
It's
pub work, right?
No, it's just what you want, actually. Scottish Post, the caller mentioned earlier.
You work at the Scottish Post?
No, you mentioned the Scottish Post, yeah?
Yeah.
You gave it just to send you one in, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, I work at newspaper and magazine wholesalers.
Oh, so you get the Scottish Post?
I get anything. Any newspaper, magazine.
Anything?
Yeah.
Including the stuff that you get in a brown paper bag?
top shelf newsagent style, yeah.
Fantastic. You and me, kid, we are going to have a relationship made in heaven.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying, but I don't get home until 12:15. And like, I don't get to sleep till about, what, I'd say, 2:30 time, like. And your music sends me to sleep. Like, I lie in bed listening to your show when I get in, but now I'm downstairs on the phone talking to you.
And so you would like me to end at what time?
Let's say 2:00 time. Extend your chat show 30 minutes.
Oh, I see what you mean.
And I can listen to your music for 30 minutes. Just drop
you mean like the do a little bit more the talking bit?
That's right.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, I mean all the other. I mean, I was tuned. I'll be honest with you. Found you about what, a week ago. Found a station.
Where have you been?
Well, I don't listen to radio really. I just tune in and listen to a bit of music. Just send me to sleep about 2:00 time. And I heard a chat show. I thought, what's this? So I started listening, and it was like you.
It was like me?
Well, it was you.
It
like,
was
no,
me.
It was you, yeah. It was you, so I thought, hey,
that's the thing
you?
About me, is I'm so much like me.
Well, yeah, you've got to be, haven't you? Because you're you.
That's exactly right.
And I
funny
thought,
how that works out, yeah.
Yeah, I thought this is original. Yeah, it's original. So I thought, I listened to this, and it used to be Big Breakfast at work, and now it's like, it's Virgin Radio I talk about now.
Fantastic.
But I don't get home until, like I said, it's quarter past 12.
So you want me to do a little bit more work for you? Like I'm not earning my money already?
Well, apparently
are you serious?
I think you said you started at 10 o'clock, didn't you?
At 10 o'clock. Yeah. I love that, by the way. Those people over on Radio 1, they have got no idea what cushy lives they live. They do like two-hour shows. That is unheard of in the history of radio. You go to the States and people are doing like six-hour shows and they're standing up while they're doing it. And they're sitting down and being pampered and getting coffee brought to them. Little two-hour mosquito bite shows. No sooner have they sat down, they've got to stand up and leave again. What a life. And I'm here slogging away, night after night, 4 hours, just pouring it out for you, and it's still not enough. Well, at least I get my beer. That's true enough. Yeah. I don't know where I don't know where Clint found this bottle of beer, but I think they're secreting them about the building just in order to, you know.
Send you a case of this stuff. Well, I've got good stuff.
Really?
Oh,
excellent.
It's expensive post, though.
Stick in a couple of magazines as well, will you, mate?
Send it, pay on delivery?
No, I don't want to pay.
Postal, I mean.
How much?
Postal, costal.
Postal, costal?
Yeah, 24 bottles of beer is expensive doing the post.
Can't you send me them for free? Don't you know who I am?
Yeah, no, I can send them down to London Railway Station of your designation free of charge. For
listen, I'm in a very, very bad mood at the moment. Don't you understand?
Yeah, I'm saying I can send them to you free of charge through British Rail to British Rail.
I want as many free things as you can possibly send me because just to make up for the fact that I'm not going to go and see Madonna tomorrow.
Who's Madonna?
Who is Madonna?
Oh, yeah, you don't want to see her, do you?
Absolutely. I am desperate to see her.
Why?
Madonna is fab. Don't you like Madonna?
I don't really listen to charts or music like I told you. I mean, I'm working 4 till midnight. I've got a missus and 2 kids. I've got no social life, nothing.
Yeah, well, me either.
Yeah,
join the club, mate.
Yeah. But, I guess, like, home at, like I told you, 12:15 time. And then there's nothing for me to do, so I just lie in bed listening to radio.
I don't want to talk about you. I want to talk about me. I hate to break the news to you, but on this show, it's me, okay?
Yes, so why don't you extend your show for me?
For you?
No, for you. Why don't you extend for me?
Right. You know, it would have made my year, but it's just not going to happen.
You can't do it.
You know, you talk about, you slag the Pope off one day, and then here is the news the next day, and you're not going to Madonna. The upset doesn't even begin to cover it, sir.
Well, I mean, you can play enough of the records, can't you?
That has got absolutely nothing to do with it.
You can play a record.
And people are busy, like, slagging Madonna off, like she, you know, it's like the press. That's one thing, that, you know, about the press. What time is it? Okay, I'd hate to go 5 minutes up, 5 minutes late for the news again.
Yeah,
but, you know, that's one thing about the press is they move in a pack. They have absolutely no, especially the tabloid press, they don't have any individual mind at all. They just, like, run in a pack.
No, they're not.
And the people are beginning to, the backlash has started, and Madonna is, she's being dumped on. Even Tony, was it Tony Parsons who had, like, the comment after the Channel 4 news?
No, headline.
And, like, he's busy slagging Madonna off. How dare he?
Is it in papers yet?
Huh?
Not in papers yet, is it?
Who?
The Madonna. Not in the papers yet, is it?
What isn't?
About Madonna.
What do you mean?
But you said she's getting slagged off now.
Yeah, Tony Parsons, you know the comment thing after the Channel 4 news?
I don't watch telly, I told you. The only time I watch telly is like, a bit in the daytime, I'm looking at old video. My life is 4 till midnight, all my social life, and in the daytime I've got 2 kids to look after. Yeah, I've got a missing 2 kids, you know what I mean?
Well, it can't be worse than mine. I get up.
Yeah.
Read all of the papers.
Oh. You read the papers?
What's wrong with that?
Oh, come on. Okay, yeah, you have a laugh at the papers, yeah.
No, it's hard work. A laugh at the papers. I'm sweating blood.
Reading papers.
You think that I can just come in and make this stuff up?
I could go into work in about... Now, I could go into work now and start reading the Independent if I wanted. But it's boring.
No, the Independent is the best newspaper on sale. I hate to break the news to you. I hope we're not... Are we taking adverts from other papers? Because if so, I've just made a huge mistake.
No, we're not taking adverts.
Please remember that the opinions expressed by Nick Abbott are not necessarily those of Virgin 1215.
That's true.
That's very true.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
Okay, I think you've got me into enough trouble already.
Yeah?
Thanks a lot, mate.
Okay, see you.
Bye-bye. It's one thing about the people who listen to this show that I, you know, they could care less about me. It's... They call me up and they're telling me to do this and that and the other, and do they care whether I get into trouble about it? Not in the least. And then they're busy complaining, oh, you know, we missed 2 days. Like, where were you? And all this sort of stuff. And then they're busy telling me to call up. Like that guy who faxed this stuff in about the Steve Wright fan club. Yeah, call them up and, you know, they go to school. They're probably like 10 years old. So I call the family up at 12:30, and I'm surprised to learn that, you know, these children are tucked up in bed and probably have been for the past 5 hours. And so I'll probably be getting a strong letter from their parents tomorrow. And so if I don't show up on Monday, then you'll know the reason why. You're just toying with me, aren't you? I'm your little plaything. What a thought that is. Lincoln.
Hello.
But he picked up this book from the library. You've got to do it by tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
Okay, this advice is coming a bit late for you. But he picked up this book about the duties of the best man, which was written like about the turn of the century. It was absolutely hilarious. All this stuff that you're supposed to do. And he based his whole speech around that, and it was one of the funniest speeches I've ever heard in my life. And a guy who is, like, not used to speaking in public, and he stood up and, like, almost literally, he said, I'd like to thank the bride's parents and this, that, and the other, and thank you all very much. And he sat down, and the whole speech lasted about 5 seconds. It was incredible. And, like, people, you know, because everybody's, like, absolutely roaring drunk, and people had just focused on him and had just started to pay attention, and his speech was all over. And everybody's going, like, what was that?
I
want to
say I'm phoning you so that you can give me... I'm going to maybe do this tomorrow, so... Right.
But the best of luck.
So you're going around then, aye?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right.
See you then.
Thanks a lot. Nice.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Cheerio.
0645-101-101. Can you believe it's on time? In fact, exactly on time. This is almost like I planned it.
Virgin 1215. Much more music. Virgin 1215.
No, why aren't we out getting drunk?
Well, because we're in getting drunk.
And that's like people phoning up and saying, well, normally I listen to this radio station, but I thought I'd tune in tonight, and I think the other one's much better. And I said, well, why are you listening then?
Oh, yeah, that makes perfect sense to me. She's like, she's listening to something else, and she's not even listening to me, or she is listening.
She's kind of listening, but she wants to phone up about something.
Yeah, she's listening to me. She said she doesn't like me, and she doesn't like the music, and she hates what I talk about, and can she talk to me on the phone? Yeah, that makes perfect sense to me.
Yeah.
Tell her, get lost.
And then I'll get the sack.
Well, we'll both go down together.
Okay.
Like captain of a sinking ship.
Yeah, right.
Which is how it's been tonight, isn't it? Time to crack open another one.
Go for number three next.
Go for number three. All right, let's see who's on three. Chalk Farm.
Hi.
Are you?
No, I'm not.
Okay, then.
How are you?
Great.
Good. I hope you weren't talking about me just then.
I don't know. Are you a chronic pain in the neck?
I hope not.
Well, see, obviously it wasn't you then.
I am not. Well, I just want to say something to you.
What's that?
Okay. What I want to say is that what you're doing is great. I really believe that.
What am I doing?
Well, I believe that you're talking to all these people through a great privilege that you have. And to all these people who are listening out there, don't abuse it. This is like a place where everyone can speak.
No, listen, I'm lying down. Metaphorically, I'm strapped to a bed by wrists and ankles, and I'm screaming, abuse me!
Abuse you? I don't want to abuse you.
But that's probably against the law. I know the Pope's going to be very upset about it, but I think if you do that, the police will, like, burst down the door because you know about the bedroom police in this country.
I don't know what
you have to virtually consult a rule book before you go boffing in this country. It's incredible, but you don't want to talk about that.
I don't know what you're talking
about. Neither do I.
Well, so what do you think?
That's why this show's so successful, is because I haven't got the... Now, neither do the people listening have any idea what it is that I'm talking about.
Well, do you know what you're talking about?
No!
But do you think that this could be a place for you to maybe achieve something in this... to all these people who may be listening?
What do you mean?
Well, maybe you could think of your show as somewhere where... Maybe... And yeah, come on, callers, let's not really abuse it. Maybe people can come in and say, look, why don't we just talk about this? And come on, you've got the confidence to be able to do it.
Talk about what?
Well, about anything that matters in this world.
Oh, you mean you want this to become like a serious phone-in show now? Like doing like political...
Life isn't particularly like that. Life is like that because the media pumps it to be like that, but you don't have to make that show like that.
But so what are you asking me to do?
I'm not really asking you. I'm asking everyone who's listening to this program.
To do what?
Just to not abuse people's listening space. Does that make sense? Probably not.
No, be more specific.
Okay.
You want people to actually ring in and have something to say?
Yeah.
What a revolutionary thought that is on this program.
But I know I'm probably not making much sense, but I know what I mean. But I wish you luck. That's all I have to say.
Because I'm going to need it, right?
No, you're not going to need it. I think if everyone ticks in with you and uses it as everyone's program because you're there to help aid people to make this conversation, this program, then if we can all help you along, then we'll all have a great show.
Okay.
That's all I have.
And I need all the help I can get.
Do you feel like that?
Sometimes. Yeah, in the early part of the show, when it was absolutely chronic, I felt like it was really dragging along the ground.
Why was that?
I have no idea.
Well, I missed that. I've just come in from work. But... why were you having such a bad time?
I don't know. It was just like the callers were just chronic.
Why? Why do you think why? I mean, why do these people phone you up?
This is beginning to sound like, are you my psychologist now?
Oh, no.
Because you're asking those sorts of questions. It's like, and why do you think that?
Oh, do I sound like that? Oh, I don't.
Yeah, because you have this, like, really sort of calming voice.
Do I?
And it's like, I'm going, yeah, it was terrible. And you're saying that. And why do you think that? Because that's what they do.
You're going to answer my question. Why
they
do
don't actually tell you anything. They just, like, keep asking you questions all the time.
Yeah,
and then when the session is over, then they start telling you, like, that was 50 quid.
I don't understand. What do you mean?
I've got no idea what I'm talking about.
So say I'm asking a question that lots of people are asking questions. Then I'm asking you a question. And I want you to answer it.
What's the question?
What are you trying to achieve by this show?
What am I trying to achieve by this show?
Yeah.
Okay, ask me the easy ones first. Why
don't
you?
That's it. That's yours. Sam, come on.
What kind of a question is that?
Oh, come on. Let's just answer the question.
I'm just doing it. I'm not trying to achieve anything. I'm just like, this is what I want to do. This is what I've always wanted to do.
Do you want to say anything?
Huh?
I mean, doing it and
I'm not on a mission to change the world. I'm not like here to change people's attitudes.
Yeah,
or
but every
to
bit counts,
about...
you know.
Huh?
Every bit counts.
Oh, so now the future and the future welfare of this country is on my shoulders.
No, but you're in a very privileged position to help things go a little bit better.
And don't you think I'm doing that?
Oh, I'm asking you. Do you think that you're doing? Is that what you're trying to achieve?
No, I'm not trying to achieve a better society.
No.
I'm just trying to be funny. I'm just desperately trying to be funny, and you're making it very difficult for me.
Oh, okay, well, tell a joke.
Tell a joke?
Yeah.
Now, here comes a fax.
A fax?
In the time that I have been speaking to you, somebody's written a piece of paper and put it through their fax machine and it's arrived, which means that we must have been speaking for about 6 hours.
Oh, wow, that's
Nick
long
and
long.
Clint for, I can't read that word, dump that sad woman, it says. Go on,
that's
play.
Terribly
it
sad.
Says, go on, play Misty for her.
Oh,
and
could you?
Now I'm beginning to remember where I've heard this voice before.
Where?
I've got to go.
Okay, bye.
Bye bye. Port Talbot.
Hello, Nick.
Difficult or what?
Oh, very difficult.
I need an ensuite masseur on this show, I think.
Ensuite masseur?
Don't you think that's a good idea?
I know several people would be willing to do it for me.
I bet you do.
Not me, obviously.
£60 an hour.
No, not that much, but who cares? Anyway, I'd like to talk a bit about, you know, supermodels and, you know, if you can.
All of them?
All of them. Any more?
That do it for you?
Any more?
No, I think I'm spent.
Phone Virgin 1215 now. 0645-101-101. Please remember the opinions expressed by Nick Abbott are not necessarily the views of Virgin 1215.
Then out came the camera. I had a little look at his notebook and page after page after page of bus numbers. Excellent. And there he is. And it just confirms exactly what I always thought about these people. This guy's never going to get laid if he lives to be 1,000. Well, it looks like he's cut a bit of the carpet and just stuck it right in his head. He's got one of these little Hitler moustaches, it looks like. A pair of glasses that not even... You couldn't even get on the NHS. A leatherette hold-all. Well, there's no other way of putting it. His fat frame. This guy looks like, you know the space hoppers? It looks like a space hopper with legs. Yeah, he's probably a nice guy, but ugly. As the bus goes by, a little flurry of excitement. There goes the camera right up to his face. Click, click, click. And he'll be going home and... he'll have to go by a chemist and buy an extra-large, family-sized, fun-sized tub of moisturizing lotion because he'll be getting through some stuff that night. And I bet you could... If I try that again, no chance. That's marvelous. Can you believe this? There is a Trainspotters magazine. Oh, how marvelous. Intercity, it's called. The ICRS monthly magazine. ICRS. Incredibly chronic R souls. Oh, Intercity Railway Society. President Pete Waterman. Fritz tells us everything we need to know about that man, as though we didn't know already. How utterly marvelous. Yes. Page after page after page of numbers. Would you like me to read some for you? 47462-9007-DMU. 1564-48-501. And all over the country, people with people are like just running for that notebook. Well, that's one I haven't got. Let me get that one down in pencil. It's just amazing. All the regions, all the numbers. Traction news this month, thanks to Andy Belt for Traction News. Class 20 on Saturday, August 21st. Channel Tunnel Class 20-2020 was noted working northbound on the M1. 2020 was on the back of a low loader being noted in the Chesterfield area. Okay, so 2020 is probably like a bit of a train, and it was being taken up the M1. And in case you don't have that number, there it is. Time and date and place. Marvellous. And it's brought to you as a pubic service of Virgin 1215. What else? Look at that centrefold. How that's the biggest one I've ever seen in my life. Can you get this? I wonder if it's like a reduced rate if you subscribe. New members. Welcome, new members. Peggy Bentley and David Horton. Two new members. What is this? It's about like three people must read this. No, I bet actually there's hundreds of thousands of them. Because if there are bus spotters, then you better believe that the train spotters virtually take over the world. The geek and the humble take over the world. And that hits the bin. First shot. 0645-101-101. What has 100 balls and screws rabbits? A shotgun. What's white, green, and black, and takes half an hour to drink? A gyro check. Good one. North London. Yes.
Can I just put you on hold a moment?
Go for it.
For example, Lima's new code is 010-5114. BT has not charged you for this call.
Well, I didn't understand, BT. Can you repeat?
Area codes for Peru have changed.
Peru?
Carry on. These are adding the number 4 after the last digit of the area code.
Well, I'm not calling Peru. What the hell would I want to speak to Peru for?
5-1.
Okay, well, obviously,
BT has not charged.
Okay, well, thanks a lot. I should think not. Gee, was it my fault?
Okay, now it'll be absolutely impossible for me to,
Oh, please.
No, I've lost that guy because this is the worst phone system in the world, as I have explained to you before.
And you have to press about 56 different buttons on the various sites around the studio just to get a line out. So I thought I'd call the parent company of Hoover in America to see what they have to say for themselves.
This is a company called Maytag.
Good afternoon, Maytag.
Hello, are you the parent company of the Hoover company in Britain?
Maytag Corporation owns the Hoover company.
Can I speak to somebody in the personnel department? This is, I'm doing a talk show on the radio in Britain at the moment. We're on the air at the moment. Would it be possible to speak to somebody in public relations, please?
Okay, just one moment.
She's going to check thoroughly about this one. I just know it. She'll go to a couple of executive directors. Cause they have lots of those in American companies. Oh, they have executive directors in charge of tea. Well, of course they don't drink tea over there.
Carla Harrison.
Hello, is this public relations department?
This is public reporting.
Okay, well, perhaps you can help me. My name's Nick Abbott. I'm doing a talk show on the radio. It's a national radio station in Britain, and we're on the air right now.
Oh, we are, okay.
This is the company that owns the Hoover company in Great Britain. Is that right?
That's right.
So you're familiar with the free flights fiasco?
I will transfer you to someone who can answer questions on that.
Okay, thanks.
Hold on one second.
Keeping me at an arm's distance. Holding this call with tongs. Okay, I'm going to get the rubber gloves out of the cupboard. Marvellous. Can you believe we got through? Wonder if we're going to get any joy. Maybe I'll get some, maybe I'll get a free vacuum cleaner. It's a possibility. I thought something happened then. Did she come back on the line and hear me say that? No, I'm dumped forever. I'll never get on. Now they can make me hold and hold and hold for as long as they like. They're going to find him. Yeah, he's on a coffee, but he's out of state. He took up the offer of a free flight to Britain. They're vacuuming the office at the moment. Would you mind calling back? Now, I'm assuming that they can't hear me say this because the line seems to be a little bit dead at the moment.
Yes, hello.
Oh, hello. My name's Nick Abbott. I'm doing a talk show that's national in Great Britain, and we're on the air right now.
Okay.
I'm calling up about the free flights thing that we had over here.
Okay. I'm sorry, but there's no one in our department right now. They've all left for the day.
Who are you?
I'm just a secretary
here.
Oh,
I see. They've all left. What time is it there?
It is almost 4:30.
It's 4:30 and they've left?
Yes. Many of our offices close at 4.
That's outrageous. I thought you worked hard in America.
Yes, we do. They come in early in the morning.
Do they?
Yes.
And they... Right. Now, you wouldn't be saying that just... can I ask you a question about this? You wouldn't be saying that just so as to put me off.
Oh, most definitely not.
There's definitely nobody there.
I'm sorry, there is one lady that does work later, but she is traveling today.
Right.
So she's not in the office.
So maybe I should call back tomorrow.
That would be fine, or I could ask Mr. Powell to give you a call tomorrow.
Is that the chap that I would speak to, Mr. Powell?
That would be Jim Powell. He is only in until 11 o'clock our time. He will be traveling after that as well.
I've only just come on the air now. So
I see. The other woman is Lisa Mendheim.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, she leaves here at 4 as well.
So, and it's half 4 there now.
Yes.
So there's no possibility of ever speaking to anybody after 4.
No, I'm sorry, not.
It's a shame. Not even 10 past?
Unless we could make special arrangements for different hours and be here at that time.
Okay. Well, maybe I'll take you off the air and I'll give you our number.
Okay.
And then maybe somebody could get back to me tomorrow.
Okay, great. I will pass that information along.
Okay, hang on. I'm going to take you off the air. One minute.
All right, thank you.
A telephone call, I swear, I don't even need to go to the gym. The amount of energy expired just calling somebody on the phone, it's just unbelievable. You need to firstly have a degree in technical engineering. So I gave her the extractory number, and she said that she'd have somebody call us tomorrow at about 4:10 their time, which is 10:10 our time. So let's find out. Looks like they have shined me.
Dick Abbott, he's on the case. Oh, no disgrace. they bring him to you. I'll go, Nicky. Stand still, too.
To people in America, they work fantastically hard, much harder than generally we do in this country. I mean, they take 2 weeks holiday a year, generally. In America. Think about that for a second. 2 weeks a year. Could you stand that? Not me.
Well, they get more money, though.
Well, they do get more money. That's absolutely correct, because they work harder for it. And to suggest that everybody at that company leaves at 4 in the afternoon is just a stretching a belief a little bit too far, I think. So I think that they were probably all huddled around the phone, and she was just desperate to get rid of me, and she did so successfully. Because she was very nice and polite and sweet. Because, you know, there's Americans, they have this great phone manner, except for people who live in New York, who don't have the time and they don't care and they just want you to get out of their face. But she was, and how can you be angry at somebody who is so nice and pleasant on the phone? As opposed to somebody in this country, if I'd called up the company in this country, it would have been a complete silence, first of all, because I said that I was live on the air, and then she carried on talking, and there wasn't a problem, and she was, you know, she was the secretary. She didn't have to put the phone down and talk to her boss and to see if she could actually talk on the radio. She just was like a regular human being, and she was speaking to me. If I had done this over here, as I have done frequently, and I tell them that they're speaking on the air, then they suddenly have to go and get their supervisor, who has to make a call to the managing director, who has to call a shareholders meeting, and they all have to discuss it, and they'll come back to me in 6 months' time, and maybe then they'll talk to me. Oh, you know, but until then, they don't want to give me the time of day, and they just generally wish I would drop dead.
Well, they might be organizing a whip round for you so you can get your free flight after.
Well, do you think that they're doing? Do you think that Hoover are ashamed of themselves now to such an extent that they're actually digging into their own pockets and will provide me with the tickets that I deserve?
Well, in a top position like yours.
Absolutely. Me, especially me giving them all this great publicity.
Oh, no. I won't start giving them bad publicity.
I wonder if anybody listening to this show will ever buy another product made by that stinking company again.
I don't know either. That secretary, she had a voice you could marry.
She was, she was great. And I was desperately waiting for that call to come back. In fact, I gave her the ex-directory line, which is virtually illegal in this company. You're not supposed to do it. But I was desperate to call them, and did they call me back? No, they didn't.
Stop them.
Exactly.
Right, cheers, mate.
Thanks a lot.
Okay.
0645-101-101. Call the radio station because they're obviously huge fans of this show after all this great publicity I've been giving them, and we can expect a call apparently at 10:30 on the dot. They don't mess around. They're shilly-shallying. They mean precisely. And so can you even stand the suspense? What's up?
That.
Oh, right. That. I have to take the show because the radio authority are bound to want a copy. That is the way we just don't like pipe it straight into their bedrooms, because they're going to have to listen to it anyway. So here's that number again, 0645-101-101. Call us on the main number, or was it the XD line?
No, not XD, our number.
Okay, so if they do ever get through, then what they're going to say is that, oh, well, we tried.
Ah, but as you can see...
So you're keeping this line free?
Absolutely.
But how will you know it's them?
It's the Hoover line. Hmm?
How will you know it's them?
Because I'll ask them.
Oh, so every time that somebody comes on that line, you're just going to dump them?
No, I'll just keep one free all the time.
Okay.
Okay.
So no excuses. Those nice people at the Hoover. Now, who is it? Who is it from Hoover that's going to call up?
Don't know. Surprise.
The janitor? A surprise. Yeah, it'll be a surprise package. Okay. Okay, here comes the message from our reception staff. Hoover will call at 10:30 exactly, it says here. And this was a message taken at 5:30 this afternoon. So it's not like they could have forgotten. It's only 5 hours difference. Get on the phone!
Nikki Barr is on the radio screen. You're on Virgin 1215. He is here from 10 till 2 with great music, fun, and you. Gotta go.
Yes, you do. Now, I know you don't want to hear this, and I'm punishing you because you have generally been just chronic this week. As an audience, you know, as a living entity, this audience has just been on generally its worst behavior, so this is how I'm punishing you.
Nasty, don't mean a thing. Hey, oh, you nasty Nick. Nasty.
Oh, joy.
That you bring. Hey, oh, you nasty Nick. Who's that jamming to my nasty groove? Nasty Nick.
Okay, see, I had to listen to it too, and I didn't do anything wrong.
The rapper Nick was out of it, lots of fun and rabbit. It's on and on and on and on. The rapper Nick was out of it, gets to be a habit. He's on, he's on, he's on, he's on. Lots of fun and rabbits, on and on and on and on. Nasty Nicholas Abbott becomes a nasty habit.
Guess lost. 0645-101-101. Okay, let me, I have to make an international phone call now. This is where I make all my international phone calls.